you were telling me about your children went to camp in Upper New York State and so forth.
And then, of course, they all went to college and all got their masters and have traveled. My son and his wife, the one that gave Lawrence Welk the name Champagne Music, has traveled in Europe with his wife all through England. My daughter was there 3 times. She'd been and went to Israel. My sisters have all been to Israel. I was unfortunately planned to go after. We were in Europe 2.5 months. My husband and I, we had a wonderful trip. Met, I, of course, I went with the 2nd AEF and met General Pershing and quite a number of, I went as the delegate to Europe.
Did you or your husband or any of your children have any hobbies, such as, obviously you've collected a tremendous amount of memorabilia and you obviously love to travel. Are there any other things that you took particular interest in?
More so in organization work, in all types of organization work. I still get tremendous mail from all over the country. My husband was a modest man, but he went to Duff's Business College here in Pittsburgh, my husband. And his family, of course, as I say, came in 1875 and had the same background, except we were a Reform and they were Orthodox, but were not people that thought of money, thought of the background. My father was great for education and found it very interesting to tell his children everything. My mother went back to Europe in 1875, or my mother went back to Europe in 1928 to visit where my brother had been buried before he brought here, and then met the King and Queen of Belgium because my brother was a hero.
Okay.
My mother all traveled a lot.
It sounds like you all traveled a lot.
my grandmother came over from Europe about 80 years ago. She used to live in Chicago with her 2 daughters. One, in 1961, they sent me a newspaper where she had 5 generations. And their family always visited us in Uniontown, visited us in New York. And there's so much that I've had when I think I'm very happy here. A lot of people are not happy here, but I have lived on happy memories.
You made your home then in Uniontown.
Until I moved, we moved here 43 years old. 43, we sold our home in Uniontown and came here.
In 1943, you moved to Pittsburgh.
We moved here in 1934. And then moved 14 years, we lived on Bartlett Street. Then we moved to Cavode. And I'm very fortunate to meet some wonderful people.
How many years were you and your husband married?
It'll be 68 years on January 15th. And I said that I have pictures to show of beautiful, of wonderful things that happened. And my parents and grandfather, of course, I have a picture of my grandfather that one grandfather was born in Warsaw, but we never saw him. I am named for my grandmother, Deborah. They lived in The Hague. My great-grandfather's brother is buried in The Hague. And then when he died, my grandmother Deborah and mother Miriam decided to travel in those days and went through France and Germany and landed in Russia at a watering place where she met my grandfather. And my sister Miriam was named for her grandmother, and I was named Deborah for my. But in those days, you anglicized all the names, you know. But our friends, non-Jewish, we had wonderful friends in Uniontown. I was born on Stewart Avenue, And it was, my father had by that time accumulated three or four properties. And then he decided that it would be best for a large family to go to New York. Mm-hmm. And of course, the girls graduated from Hunter College and from the different ones, and always took, and the different high schools, you know, in those days, teachers were wonderful.
Mm. Tell me a little bit about, you've obviously lived through many different periods of this country. In other yes. words, you've lived through the First World War, the Depression, I mean, many different eras. Just recall for me a little bit about some of your feelings during some of those different times and your family's feelings.
I worked in the First World War in Uniontown on the Red Cross and did all sorts of... I also worked here, and I was a staff assistant at the blood bank.
This was during World War I? During World War II.
Yes, I worked with Mrs. Blumenthal of the Hamilton House. She knows me. We worked very hard. I worked, and the staff assistant, I took courses. Mm-hmm. And I also was staff assistant at the blood bank. Mm-hmm. I have a commendation from President Roosevelt. I have different things from the different people that were charged in the down near McCann's, you know, that what was the name of that? Well, I worked in the old post office and the different places there. I worked in the Second World War near the... When the soldiers would come to have to be sent away, mm-hmm. I had the tables where I amused them, and then I'd call their parents and say they had to leave. I worked in every phase of public affairs and...
Did eras such as the Depression or Prohibition have an impact on
your
family?
My parents did very well, but my husband also had great many reverses. Mm-hmm. The banks failed, but that didn't make any difference. We nobody knew of our difficulty. We never talked about people having wealth. We had, I can assure you, my father, and I was born in my own home, and I can assure you we had everything. We had bought beautiful, I have some beautiful things, 125 years old, that my mother wanted me to keep. Nellie Bly, and then there's some ceramics there. My mother was a collector of antiques in those days.
Yet things during the Depression were really tough.
Well, that was the difficulty, because when you're used to pleasant things, we were taught that you must learn to survive everything.
I'm curious, did you have household help while you were growing up?
I had my mother always had help. Had help that came from Europe, mm-hmm. Germans, German girls. We only had one colored girl at one time, you know, but we were very good friends of the colored people. One would come to help Mrs. Curry, who was a slave in the South, came to live with Mr. Murray, because he didn't like slavery, and prepared baked the cakes for my son's bris milah. They used to come from Pittsburgh to do the circumcision, you know. And therefore, it seems that there isn't any phase that we didn't go through. Mm-hmm. And
who's the first president that you remember?
Cleveland.
Uh-huh.
We had big parades. My father was a staunch Republican. He would not vote Democrat, because he had the friends that were befriended him when he went to the mountains, when he traveled in the mountains, and they were very interested in Jewish people and their background, mm-hmm. the farmers in Farmington and Martinsburg, and then when this Thomas, that was partners of my father, decided that his son would rather live out in the country, so they had an auction sale, and we divided equally. And then J.V. Thompson, who was a banker and a very good friend of my father's, told my father, "Barney, you go to New York and go to H.B. Claflin and buy anything you want. We will stand back of you." And then my father had good luck, because he had respect. And then when Jacob Marcus of the archives in Cincinnati, you know. And he's written me a lot of letters, and he's got a lot of background of my father. Probably one of his books he's written about my father. And I said, my life is, that's the reason I'm healthy and happy, because I had, and we have a very close relationship to my sisters and brothers.
I'd like you to tell me a little bit now, or elaborate further, on the founding of the synagogue in Uniontown.
My father had the first Reformed temple in our house before I was born. Then, about a couple of years afterwards, they had a hall.
What was the name of the congregation? Did it have a name?
No, they didn't have a name. Okay. It was just a Reformed congregation. And then they went into a hall, you know.
All right.
And then we met at the Standard Club. And then when they left my home, because we were gradually growing
too big,
so they had a hall, and then the men taught us.
Taught you what?
Taught us, I went to Sunday school when I was 5 years old, and taught us Hebrew.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a wonderful
thing. Is this a Reform movement?
All Reform.
That's very interesting.
Yes, and that's the reason that I'm staunch Reformer, because I've been a member of Temple Sinai for 30 years, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a charter member of my husband. But my husband always felt that whatever I did, if it was the right thing to do, why he coincided with me.
Mm-hmm. Were your brothers bar mitzvah?
My brothers were confirmed. The younger brother were confirmed in New York. When my father, my youngest brother, who is now alive, and he's 79, he was confirmed in New York. My children, we did not, so I said, we organized an Orthodox in Uniontown, you know, after we had a Reformed temple. So when my children were grown, I sent them to get a Hebrew education at the Orthodox, because my uncle was interested in that, my father was. But that was after I was married and my parents lived in New York. But my children were confirmed all in the Reformed temple, but they got a Hebrew background in the Orthodox.
What was your husband's religious background? You might have told me, but I've forgotten.
He was Orthodox.
He was Orthodox, and you were
a more
Reformed liberal background.
The reason for that is, when my father came up, there was no synagogue, there was nobody. So therefore, being more educated in Hebrew, the Baums and the Rosenbaums, they all wanted my father.
Mm-hmm.
And he said the only way they could have it would be in their home. They probably had it for 2 weeks someplace else, but my father was the...
Eventually, did they build a sanctuary there?
They built, when I came back to Uniontown, we already had a sanctuary.
And a name by that time?
Huh?
And a name?
Temple's Tree of Life.
Tree of Life.
I think it was a tree. I forgot now.
Yeah.
And the whole thing is, I was active in sisterhood, always. I went to conventions all over the country I had this material, I could have all remembered it, you know. But it was wonderful. And then when I came to Pittsburgh, I belonged 1 year to Road of Sholem.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister-in-law was very active in the Tree of Life, so I went to Tree of Life, and for a year before I went. And my husband said, well, when they had the 30 years ago, when they decided they'd have a new second Reformed temple, he said he was very happy.
Temple Sinai is only 30 years old. Well,
that's all.
Who was the rabbi?
Rabbi Levison. And I was almost there, you know, as I say, bylaws, chairman, and policy in the beginning. Some of the women know that I have been active. And then I was. One thing I enjoyed was historian there. Of course, I was historian in the American Legion, too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. There's so much more to say.
Tell me a little bit about how you raised your children as compared to how your mother raised you and your brothers and sisters?
Well, I don't know.
If there are any contrasts?
No. We had a very close relationship, all of us, with our mother and father. We respected them. And therefore, my children, when my children at one time, when they were older, and when they have vacation, my husband said, come in the store, our store. We had quite a nice store, a department store. And they said, no, Mother, we'd like to sell magazines. So they went through Pennsylvania and sold magazines and were picked up and brought home. And I said, this wonderful experience. And my children, wherever they wanted to go, out in the mountains or anything, we always allowed them to go. And my daughter said to me, Mother, I would like to go to Europe with my French teacher when she graduated from. So we allowed her to go to Europe between college and high school. And she traveled over, and she traveled all over Europe, and she's met wonderful people. And then she went back with her husband, and then my children, my sons, feel that my bringing up, and they have very great respect for their grandmother, and of course I had very great respect for my grandmother who was 93. I used to tell her everything because my parents could not believe that I was going with my husband at a young age, but I was quite mature for my age.
Tell me, during the time that you lived in Uniontown, okay?
Yes.
Did you come to Pittsburgh to visit and to do other things?
My father oftentimes came to Pittsburgh to buy some filling in, but he didn't buy in New York.
Did you have occasion to come with him?
We came with him, my sister and I. And there was Castle Goldstein had a restaurant, Fifth Avenue, and we went there for the evening. We went on the train. There was no other means of transportation. We'd go on the train in the morning and come back in the evening.
What was Pittsburgh like then? I mean, can you describe
it? Was
the city to me?
It was. We thought it was a very nice place, you know. And I saw some beautiful parades there in the First World War because I visited my husband's people after I got married, and they lived on 1331 Fifth Avenue, right across from Glick's. They were, and Jake Williams, I have a telegram from Jake Williams thanking me, wishing me happiness on my daughter's birth.
Were most of the Jews at that time living in, I guess, what would be either the Hill or the North Side area of Pittsburgh?
I don't know. My cousins, my husband's cousins, lived on the North Side. Ike Davis and Becky Schenken Davis, they lived in the North Side. And that was early. They came over in 1875, naturally. I think the first Jewish people lived on the North Side, you know, the Schenken, and I knew quite a number of people, Brighton Road, that I was interested in Hadassah. I've also I've been very interested in Hadassah.
You want to tell me a little bit about, let's see if we can organize a little bit about your life in organizations.
My life was very full of organization.
Yeah, I'm getting that picture.
Yes. And I enjoyed it. My husband, that is the reason I said to him, Ben, if I'm interested, why not? So he was the first Zionist president in Uniontown. And he was also a B'nai B'rith president. And I had very good help from the time I was married. My husband would not allow me to do the work.
Household help.
But I was a good housekeeper. I don't know how I managed, but I did wonderfully well. We used to go to New York 3 or 4 times a year after I was married. And I went to a convention in Brooklyn. I've been in Williamsport. I've been in Johnstown and Allentown, all the conventions. And then, of course, national, I went to Hadassah. I went to Detroit, where my husband's other brand, his brother lived there.
Mm-hmm.
On his, he also came in 1875. The brothers came in 1875. My husband's uncle had a home on the bluff. He came here in 1870 and had a Orthodox synagogue on the bluff. And Barnett Davis and Charlie Davis used to come there oftentimes to pray. They mm-hmm. had no children.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to, when I'd go to Chicago to visit, after he died, his name was Jacobs,
mm-hmm.
Bernard Jacobs, and his mother was my husband's grandmother. And my husband's parents are buried in the Charitora, but his grandmother is buried in the first cemetery that was built in Pittsburgh.
Hmm.
And he and I have the same background with the same grand, except the Orthodoxy and the, because his had a grandmother and I had a grandmother which we both adored.
That's nice.
I'll tell you, when so many people that I meet only come here in the 1900s. Well, when you come in the 1875 and then have a background, we had relatives in Paris. I have a dress, when I have a picture taken when I was a year old on my father's knee, they sent me a French, little French dress. But I said, fortunately, I have a fairly good memory.
You have a very good memory. I'm having trouble keeping up with it.
Well, naturally, I have prayers there. I went to Linden School. I was Americanism chairman here. I did not want to take when it was the American Legion was organized here. I did not want, at Mrs. Kelski's on Greener Road, I did not want to take the presidency. I had been president of enough organizations, but I would work with them, the American Legion, and I was Americanism chairman. So therefore, I went to St. Philomena's at Masses when I gave achievement awards to the eighth grade. And I had prayers that I'd made. I said, when I looked at some of the prayers, I kept them.
Mm-hmm.
That I'd make up, you know. I went to Linden School.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Aldridge. Eli Goldstein, he's passed away. He used to be interested in the American Legion. And I went with him, and he'd make a speech, and I'd make a speech at all these different schools.
Mm-hmm.
You see, it's strange. You know, there's so many fields of endeavor that I have been active in,
mm-hmm.
but you know, naturally here you don't talk about anything because, as I said, when I visited my sister-in-law in Braddock, he was a very active man there, and his son Herbie Magison wrote "Enjoy Yourself," and you know, and then he'd have we lived in Uniontown then. And they had Sophie Tucker's son come.
Did your family like music?
Huh?
You've had a lot of contact.
My father gave me a Steinway piano when I was married. I had a beautiful.
Did
Steinway.
You have? I'm curious. As children, did
only
some
my
of
son.
You have lessons?
Only his son. I have a great appreciation of music.
Uh-huh.
You know, but I only played a short time. My son Phil played.
Uh-huh.
You know, and my daughter took lessons. But you know, she was active in different things. She was, when she came to Pittsburgh, she had already graduated from University of Michigan,
mm-hmm.
and took social work here.
What do you think about life today?
Well, I'm glad that my children are not modern, they're not long-haired, or you know, or not
mm-hmm.
that they are modest, because
mm-hmm.
their parents and their grandparents were
mm-hmm.
did not think that talking about great wealth. I have two nephews, one's a doctor in San Francisco, once in South, in Florida, but we don't talk about these things.
Mm-hmm.
It's just your personal, the affection you have. We helped all our family in the beginning. Now the family that we helped are wealthy,
mm-hmm.
and I said we're very happy to see that.
Do you feel that your children and their children have passed on this deep
yes.
interest in, particularly in Judaism and in liberalism?
Well, liberalism, you know, I said that I have a grandson up in Vermont. He graduated from Mount Lebanon School and then he was in the Peace Corps and was in Korea a year,
mm-hmm.
And then he went to Indiana and got his master's, and then moved up to, his wife was born in Boston. They live up. I'm very close in contact with my grandchildren, all my grandchildren and all my great grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are a very close family.
Mm-hmm. Are you
because our background of love for one mm-hmm. another, but not great wealth as people talk. We had very comfortable life.
Mm-hmm. I understand that. You mentioned that your father was a staunch Republican.
Yes.
Have the political leanings in your family continued in that vein?
Yes. When Roosevelt was, the children were able to vote, and they all returned to Democrats, and we would talk to Papa. He said, I was treated so wonderful by the Republicans in Uniontown. People officially, I worked in the courthouse in Uniontown after I was married for a year, you know. I was in the public life there. And I said, I felt that when we voted for Roosevelt, we felt that we were very much impressed with Eleanor. I met her. I met her in Starlight Roof in Waldorf Astoria. And but when he turned away, the ship, I don't know. And my father, of course, one time he voted Democrat for Lehman, Governor Lehman. He was a friend of his. And he voted, but he always reverted, he was a Republican. He said, well, we've studied it, you know, of course, they said, I never have failed a vote.
Mm-hmm.
Being working on the in the women's suffrage movement and marching the parade and everything. Mm-hmm. Then another thing is I had Daughters of the Revolution in Uniontown. We're friends, mm-hmm. and I combined with them to go to homes and ask the women to vote
mm-hmm.
after we got the vote. And I asked them to vote, you know, and. Some, of course, refused. Others felt, oh, let my husband do it, you know.
Yeah.
But I have never failed a vote.
I want to pick up on something that you said to me. You said that when Roosevelt, during the term of Roosevelt, when the ships were not permitted to pass into Palestine,
yes.
you found that distressing.
Distressing.
Do you feel that the Jewish community of which you were a part at that time felt in general that it was distressing? What were the feelings?
The majority of people that we talked to felt it was very distressing.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he went to Europe, and conferred with the, with the Russians, you know.
Right.
We, although liberal, we felt that, it wasn't quite the thing to do. And then when, of course, when they flew over Germany, and you know, you remember the time they had this difficulty, and we settled that in Germany. I think it was in Berlin. Of course, that
Berlin
time was
the
West, when they East, you know, they divided.
Mm-hmm.
And see, I spent 2 weeks in Germany,
mm-hmm.
in Berlin. I was in Nuremberg,
mm-hmm.
in Munich.
Mm-hmm.
And I met some marvelous people in Munich.
Mm-hmm.
I said, when I think of the interesting things that happened to me in my life,
mm-hmm.
I happened to be with a woman from Washington, PA. Her son was commander. This was on the second AEF.
Mm-hmm.
And she wrote a book. And we would go, you know, we'd take bus rides all through that. Of course, very few Jewish people were, you know, at that time.
Yeah.
And she wrote, I have her book, that, you know, and when I think of some of the things that I feel that I've done a lot, I made something out of my life.
I think so. what have I missed?
I just wonder. Would I like, what?
So I would like to leave some time to look over her memory.
I would like to show you some of the pictures.
Oh, I intend to look at them.
And
wonder what is this going to be? I don't even know what it's going to be. Are they?
Okay.